in Bahar, we have the Yonim of Shemitah Yovus. There's a kololistic Inyan that goes through the whole parish of Geula. There's the Geula of Yovel, there's the Geula of the Achuzas, and so on. I'd like to understand a little bit more of Eitan Kololi. There's the hair here in Geula. The Geula is buying back the land. It's strange to call. I mean, if one person buys the land, then he loses it when someone buys him out. In other words, it's one thing when a person is captured by someone else and you call that Geula, fine. But a person has the land and they buys it, and then someone else buys it back, Bar Kocha. So it's Geula for one person, it's bad for another person. But actually, I'd like to get a little bit of understanding of the Inyan of Geula and these Inyanim. The Pasuk says, when it speaks about Yovel, so it says, V'ha'aretz lo'y simachal etzmisus kili ha'aretz. You can't sell Eretz Yisrael permanently because Kadosh Baruch Hu, it all belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki geirim b'say shavim atem imadi. You are geirim b'say shavim imadi. Now, the truth is, the word geirim b'say shavim is a strange, it's almost oxymoronic. The word ger means it's not yours, and toshav means it is yours. The first place the ger toshav it's used, Chazal point out that by all the others you find ger of a toshav used. Ger of a toshav by Avram, ger of a toshav by Yitzchak, ger of a toshav by David, but it's in, let's take by Avram Lamashul. He told Ephron ger of a toshav. So over there, ger of a toshav means two separate things. He says, ger, I was chased away from someplace else. V'toshav, therefore I settled by you. So the word ger v'toshav means talking two separate things. It means there's a country that I came from that I was left, and now I've come here and I'm a toshav. So over there it's used properly. Or the Chazal say over there, another pshat, Rashi brings it, what's ger v'toshav? That if you want to give it to me and be nice, I'll take it as a ger. If not, I'll pull rank, and it belongs to me, and I'm a toshav. So over there, the word ger toshav is used to mean two separate things. Here, it's one thing. It says it seems to be the contrast between the gerus of in both the contrast that it belongs to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not to us. So therefore, we're ger and toshav. So which one are we, ger or toshav? The Radzina says over here that ger is besoid shmita and toshav is besoid yovel. I'd like to understand that. I would like to get to the another thing that you have in the parasha, the isur oinor, that you're not allowed to fool someone else when you're selling him something. So it's in this parasha lechura because Loisainu is shayach in shmita in yovelis, because if you have to give back the land, then you have to count off the years and so on. It's strange because, I mean, most of the oinor in karka, most of the oinor in selling something is not a gross mistake, like, you know, if you have only 4 years worth of it and you sell it for 8 years. It's usually that the karka is a little better, a little worse. The isav leisoinu should have been together with in all the other isurim and in yonim chayis, maybe in kedoshim, wherever you have in yonim chayis mishpat, of buying, of selling, and so on. There's a it should be there. I mean, here it just sticks in bimikra. Since there's a system of yovelis, it's possible to make a mistake. To say that it's a mistake that's very difficult. It's not like a mistake where you say the land is a little bit better and it's a little worse. I mean, there's a very clear cheshbon of how many years. And it's ke'ilu, such an important halach is stuck in as an agav to an area where it's mildly shayach to. Another thing here about the nyanim of shmitas and yovelis, there's a very strange setup with the avodim. Yovel is chal. There's a stira whether yovel is chal in Rosh Hashanah or chal in Yom Kippur. So it says that Be'emes on Rosh Hashanah the Avodim go free. That's already if that happens on Rosh Hashanah, and they don't work from Rosh Hashanah onwards to Shul Yom Kippur, they sit around and the other in his mashke and Michael and so on and so forth, and then with the true of Yevul, they go back to the karka. What do you need this whole ceremony if they can go home on Rosh Hashanah? You know, at least give David the option if he wants to stick around and be nen or not. I mean, if it's Shnas HaYevul that is Mufka from Avdus, so let him go on Rosh Hashanah. What's the kuf of waiting over here between the two? Demesis, there's a similar situation. When Kaisel went out of Mitzrayim, the Hafsakas Avoida was already on, was at night. That's when by Makas Bechayres, Parah told them, go, and they were B'nei Chayre. They didn't leave until the morning. They didn't leave Mitzrayim until 7 days. There seemed to have been also a sort of a time thing over here where there was a matzah when they stopped being Meshubat Radin, and yet they did not go yet to Eretz Yisrael by Mitzrayim or home by Avodim. What's the Inyan there? Also, the Inyan, the word Tzmisa is an interesting word. The word Tzmisa is meaning forever, permanently. It's the only place in the Torah that appears is here. It doesn't appear. Usually, the word forever is Lo'ilam. Vavodi Lo'ilam, or Lo'ilam always means forever. Here, the word Tzmisa, obviously, because Lo'ilam by Avodim does mean Tol Yevul, whereas Tzmisa means forever, excluding Yevul. It's interesting. What's the meaning of forever in the sense of Lo'ilam, and the meaning forever in the sense of Tzmisus? Tzmisus has a bad connotation to it, as a matter of fact. It's Miloshin. Fasting, thirsting is Miloshin. It's interesting. It's the only passion of Torah where the word Tzmisus is used to mean forever. So we have to understand an Inyan it's Bemis an Inyan Omek Moed in the Metzias of the Bria. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoymesh al Oilam, Veina Oilam Mekoymesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekoymesh al Oilam, he's called Mokoym. It's one of the kinuyim v'akadosh baruch hu, and the world is not mekoymoy. There's a vote from a tzaddik that he says that just like there are no two nefashes alike in the world, every single nefesh is different. So too, he says, misvari says it's mistava that every single mokum is also different. Obviously, it's habahotalia. I mean, it's not stam that the like this. It's because every nefesh is different, every mokim is different. I try to understand what is the getter of mokim. The Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it in Shah Gimel in a very deep way, very richistic way. I don't want to go into it. Not exactly the same Knech, not exactly the Kuda that he's aimed on. But everything that exists in the Bria exists within a set of circumstances. There is a person lives within a context. A person lives within a context of parents, location, surroundings, circumstance, money, talents, and so on. Those are all inyanim into which a person is born into, and it's the framework within which a person operates. That is the mokrim. For us, it's like this. The way we look at it, you know, it's wrongly so. The initial perspective is a person is a person. I'm me. And then I was given to pick up all sorts of odds and ends, all sorts of X amount of talent, X amount of resources, X amount of sviva, and so on and so forth. That's the way we understand, that's the way we misyachas to the makam around us. we like to think of ourselves as the Mekoyim HaShalalim. In other words, just like I walk down to the store and I pick up 2 boxes of this, 1 box of this, a case of that, and so on. So I'm me, and I'm Ki'ilu, the platform for all the things that I pick up in the store. It's a person wants to understand that he is the same with the world. He controls, just like a person can buy and take and control what he's doing, so too the person his circumstances are the same, just like his kinyan. A person can decide he wants to buy this or that, he wants so much of this, so much of that, he wants to buy, he wants to spend, he wants to work, he wants to earn. So too a person can decide all the inyanim around him as well. That is where we go wrong in the Prinas Mokum, and we get a sense of bailus on Mokum that's not true. The Gemara says, we mentioned a few times, Gemara Tainis, it says Rebbe Elazar ben Pedos was very poor, and he struggled very much with his poverty, and one day he went to be Makas Dam, and he couldn't be Makas Dam. He couldn't eat anything afterwards. Hakazas Dam, it wears you out terribly. You lose a certain amount of blood. And the only thing he found was a clip of a garlic, and he ate it and he fainted. He was hungry, and this was the like Makinopathy. And he was mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change his fortune, should change his life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, if you want to, I can overturn the entire world from the beginning of the Bria till now, and maybe you'll have a better mazel. So Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Elazar just told him, all that tircha and maybe lo nichali. I'll and then he asked him to see a schar and so on, a whole arichas. But the pshat is, it's not the person has certain kinyanim. And what's the problem of giving a person more kinyanim? I mean, I have talent, this, that, or the other. Give more. The pshat is the opposite. There's a certain context within which the person exists. And just like if a person stands on a place, and the place were to fall in, then if it was to break off, the person would fall through. So he couldn't stand there. A person does not have an existence aside from the basic circumstances within which he exists. That is his mokrin. And if you want it differently, you can't just move aside. If you move aside, you don't have a place. There's no other place for you. What I can do is I can turn over the whole world from the beginning to the end, and then you don't know. You might end up in a different place. But in the framework of the entire world, from the first day to the last day, everything exists in the Metzius. And that's the Pshat, that's what the Tzadik means, that everything, there's a framework for everything, and the Mela, just like every Nefesh is different, every Mokum is different. Because every Nefesh tells us to a Mokum, and every Mokum is a place for a certain Nefesh. It says the difference between Mokum, the Malms of this, the word tachas and mokum. Now, it's tachas is something right underneath you. Mokum is a larger place, like by Orem Miklos, the something called mokum means it's like a circle of things within which you exist. It's something that's immediately underneath you is called tachas. But your mokum, it says like a mokum of Adam is dalet al dalet. A person takes up less space than that, but that's his mokrim. There's a certain mokrim is the framework or the circle within which you have a metzias. And there is no way for a person to have a metzias outside of that. So as much as a person has shlita to work within his kinyanim, the person himself cannot completely change his kinyanim. So the first teher of emuna of bitachin in Hakadosh Baruch Hu is this nekuda. It says by Iyov. By Iyov it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Nisyonos on Iyov, so it says he held strong, and then when it got too much, and he himself became afflicted with Negoyim, so it says Vayiftach Iyov's Piv Vayekalel Es Yoimoy. He didn't curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he cursed his mazel. He said, you know, halvai the day, you know, that I was born, the man and the night should never have been, and so on and so forth. He deherred the fact that there were circumstances, and it's in the context of circumstances that he was kofer, so, and that's called kfir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyot. But al kaponim, the metzias of makom is the metzias within which a person exists. And without that makom, a person can't change his makom. He can do things within the makom. He can improve things, move things, shake things. Anything that's within the general makom is, that's lemoshel. It says mishana makom, mishana mazel. It's because, in a sense, the mazel is following the makom. And when a person has his right makom, either the person is. So that's where he has his mekoymoy, and that's where things. Sometimes, if things don't go well for a person, it's because he's not in his mekoym, and if he's not in his mekoym, things just don't happen because things happen only in the context of the mekoym that the person has. That is the first teher of mekoym, and b'meila the Torah says that that there's inyan of shmitas. That every so often a person, just like Shabbos, a person ceases to work, and he allows, you know, on Shabbos there's a din isha etzim im koimoy. Every person has to recognize that he's bound to his mokim. On Shabbos, a person recognizes that no matter how much effort the person has, he's still within a certain framework of a metzius. The Shabbos is. A sort of a circle. The whole week is called a Shabbos in Lashon Kodesh because it's k'ilu the largest circle within the person operates. So the person recognizes the given, and no matter how hard he works, he can only do with it in that given. But he can't go with outside of it. Ayetzi from Koyim is only essay in Shabbos, besides the essay of Kodesh. As Melachas go, Issa Tchumen is an essay, because k'ilu Shabbos is k'veya the mokum of the person. That is the Metzius of Shabbos, and that's the Metzius of Shemitah, which is parallel to it. There's a much deeper Nekuda in this Inyan. A person who's a Kaifa is Boyet. He thinks he could, if he works hard enough, and if the person pushes hard enough, then the person will be able to overcome his what he thinks is his problems, and there's a certain recognition of elementary bitachon that it's biyad Hashem, and the basic inyanim have been already have been set for him, and he has to work within that mitzvah. That is the basic sense of emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. There's a much deeper knetch, and that is that it says in the Sfarim, the word makom is what they call in the Sfarim Shem Havaya Behakor. Behakor is old Lashon Kodesh for, it's only Lashon Kodesh, for squaring a number. Squaring a number is called Gabol from Hakor, and if you take the Shem Havaya and you square each letter and you add it up, it's the Gematria Makom. That's the relationship between Mokar and Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Pshat, what it means is when you square something means you make a Metzias Malaya out of something. When you have the number two, you have the number two. When the number two becomes a Shetach, when it becomes a sort of three-dimensional, two-dimensional, it's by squaring it. So, fleshing out something in a complete mitzias is through squaring something. A side of a field that's two is a side; it's a line. Square it, and you get a shetach inside it. That's the significance in Gematrios of squaring a number. So, if Shem Havaya BeHakor each letter separately, if you square it and you add it together, you get a b'chinas mokom. So that means that the b'chinas mokom is the Shem Havaya in a certain milu, it's the fullness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha, Metzias, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mokim. In a deeper sense, a person's only Metzias is the Mokim. A person, it's like telling somebody, for instance, let's take a mashal. A person works in a place, and the place is very sloppy, it's very messy, there's a lot of garbage there, whatever it is. So the person can complain about it, and then realize it's the only place that he could find a job, so he has to stay, then he has to keep it. That's one perception. So it's right, it's a problem, it's a very dirty place, very messy place, but it's the only place that offered him a job, so if he wants to have a job, this is what's going to happen. Let's say a person works at cleaning, he's a garbage collector. So it's not the pshat that despite the fact that the place is dirty and unkempt, he got a job cleaning it. It's because this is your metzias. The things wrong over here, that defines you. It's not you're doing your avoda despite those problems, but those problems are your avoda. A person has to the hair. Had there not been chisaron in the world, had there not been problems, then there's no mokum for Adam. In pure perfection, then where's the mokum for Nivra? There's no avoda, there's no design, but mainly everything is but like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The metzias of Adam is because the chisaron of the Bria. So if it expresses it in its full sharpness, the chisaron is the Adam, and his personal chisaron is the person's metzias himself. And the only place a person has a metzias, for a person who has, if every person with his talent, when a person goes to a job market, so his talents describe the place, the chisaron in the place where he'll go to find a job. If this person's metzias, when a person's looking for a job, he's basically looking for a problem. Where is there a problem that I have a shaykhus to fix? If a person has muscles, then a place that needs something moved is the place where he's going to find a job. If the person organizes things, a place where things need to be organized. So every person's metzias is the chisaron. The chisaron gives the person a metzias, and the person's metzias itself is described by the chisaron. So the p'chinas mokrim and the p'chinas of the person and the p'china of the person is hainu hach. It's not just hechetimtze, but it describes the person as he is, as metzias is. That is the deeper the hair in mokrim. The p'china of yovel is that p'china. In other words, shmita is everything. Everybody's the same, the poor and rich. Everybody stops working, everybody eats equally from the field. So it's sort of an understanding that of the helplessness of a person, that there are circumstances a person can't be misgaber on, because they were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody, the Chayas Asada, and the Behema, and the Ani, and the Osher, all eat together from one common job. That is one deher. The deeper the deher is, that is that Adarabba, when the person goes back to his mokrim, that everything comes back to its mokrim, that's the fullness of the metzias. It's in Anyevu, everything goes back to its mokrim, because everything has a mokrim, and everything exists only because of its mokrim. That's the hair of Yevu. So it's two different inyanim. One inyan is an elementary inyan, that things exist as they are, and you can't, koyach v'atzimyori will not take you past a certain thing. A person has koyach and chayel, koyach lasas a chayel azeh, to do within the area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prescribed for him. This is the area that you're going to better, change, la'avdol l'shamra. And a person can only work within that and not overcome the etzem makom. That's the first ahead. So Shemitah gives a certain gvul to the koyach adam, ad kan, until yom shishi ba'erev, that's it. And from that point onwards, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yevil is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds that his mitzias and his makom is one and the same. Let's go back a little bit to the other we mentioned. Let's get understand the parasha. Geula golos means things are not in their makom. That's golos, and that is the elementary definition of golos. And therefore, golos is defined by the lack of a the minute something is not in its makom, it can't function. Chalal Yisrael shalibim kaimai is handicapped. The center of Avoda was Beis Hamikdash, Karbonis and Re'iya and a large chunk of the mitzvahs do not we can't do them because we're not now mocking, and all we do is a zecha for those in Yanim. So when a thing is not in its makom, it is severely handicapped in its ability to do what it's supposed to do. That's geulah. By definition, if geulah is the opposite, geulah means coming back to your place. That's what geulah is. Geulah is not the freedom. It's not because I'm in geulah, and therefore I happen to be by an ummah that's nasty, therefore I'm being hurt, and so on. And if I weren't here, I wouldn't be hurt. The matzav of being handicapped is because you're not bin koimcha. A thing has no metzias when it's not bin koimcha. So ke'ula, all of those inyanim of the parsha is the inyanim of things going back to their makom. There's everything in the world has a makom. Without its makom, it doesn't exist. It can't exist in a place that's not its makom, and therefore everything has to go back to where it came from. The Geir V'Toshav is keneged Shmita and Yovel. The pshat is because Geirus is a the first level, when a person is makir that he's not the balabos in the world, so the first havana and tfisa is geirus. The person is a stranger. I don't own anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it's mine. With a flick of the finger, it's not mine anymore. I don't have anything that I can say I'm the master of. That I'm the bailam, I'm the odin, I'm the mishabed. It doesn't exist. That is the first nekuda of the first level of emunah, of bitachon, and so on, and is the deher of geirus. The deeper deher is that toishav, that adarabah, the place that I have is the makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's not this, despite the fact that I don't want it, I have to cope with it because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, but rather it's because that's the makom for me. I don't have a place in this world without my particular makom. So the oimek of Yovel's the hair is that adrabah, that I'm a toshav. I have a place to sit on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a makom, and I the hair that makom. The word semisus and la'olam is taka for that reason. The word la'olam means, it has a positive connotation, it means forever. And forever in the sense that it comes back to, la'olam is before Yovel, it comes back to its makom. It's a complete world. It's faker. It's my entire scope of mitzias coming back to my original makom. Semisus means to be cut off. Anything, if I'm menutik from my makrim for more than Yovel, then the pshat is I lost my makrim. If you lose your makrim, then you're gone. Tzimisus is not forever, eternal in the positive sense, that it keeps going forever, but it means cut off. Like Rashi says, psika. It's mechira elamis, not in the sense that it's a powerful sale, but it means that the other person lost it. The metzius of avodim that we spoke about, that it's a strange setup, that you have the avodim, Rosh Hashanah stop working, and then they wait, they lounge around till Yom Kippur, Eichel, Vesheis, and so on, and then they go back to Mekoyman. And same thing we saw by Mitzrayim was the same thing, that it's a metzius of they went out at night, they were nigal, and then they hung around, and daytime they went out, or the seventh day they went out. The Teretz is because Geula, the opposite of Golos is not non-Golos. Had Lu Yitzur, somebody runs away, he's in jail, or he's by a very cruel master, and he picks himself up and runs back home, or runs away to wherever. So the Tfisa is place A is a bad place, and place B is just not place A. It doesn't make a difference where I go to. Like the Rav said, very famous, by Lei Sura Kvirta Necha Berachas, the Malach asked her, where are you going to? So she said, I'm running away from Sura. I'm not going anywhere. The main thing is, as long as I'm not by Sura, things will be okay. So the Metzias that the hair over there is the Hafka, the Golos is seen, the Golos, the Shibud, the and so on, is all seen, the Avdus is seen as being the problem. And getting away from it is the solution. The Teretz is, there's a waiting period in the middle to understand that it's just a mikra. A person can be ger yuzaracha be'eretz lo lahem, and there doesn't have to be a avodim v'inoisam. There could be a avodim v'inoisam. There might be one, but it's not intrinsic. They have to hear that what they're trying to do is not get away from the tzara, but to go back to their mokrim. The going back to their mokrim gives them their metzias. So Klal Yisrael had a period where they were in Mitzrayim without the because they're not in the place where they should be, therefore they don't have metzias. And then now they understood to go. It says by the Arba L'Shoenis of Gula, there's a hefsik between the Vaitseis and the Veivesi, and that hefsik is seen as being detrimental in the sense we still live with that hefsik. We were zeicha to go out Mitzrayim, and we have haftocha that we'll never go back again. We weren't zeicha to go into Yisrael as a hemshach of that haftocha, and the going to Yisrael has its problems, we don't have the vevesi that's a safe posse. The hefsik over there is not a mikra. The hefsik is that mahalach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to stop it in order to, had the vevesi been continuous, we would have only seen Eretz Yisrael as a chetimtza, not to be Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is not good, Yavon is not good, Raimi is not good. So by default, we're there. The hair has to be that Veivesi is a deeper Havana of the entire Metzias. Veivesi is because I'm there. It's this is my mocker. I want to understand it. There are two Eifanim in which I'd like to the hair. In a more lemaislik oifim, a person, everyone has his problems, his chasroinus, his problems, and so on. A person who's not a maimon is grumbles and complains. Well, I always get bad luck, people do this, whatever it is, a typical person complains, whatever it is. A person is a little bit of a maimon, he says, no, that's what the Eibishter wants, and that's what he does. And, you know, we have to accept it, the Ava, the Simcha, and so on and so forth. That is an approach of elementary emunah. There's a much deeper deher that's the emes. If we're talking about the ongoing mitzias of a person, we're not talking about a mikra that happened or a specific ashkocha where we see it as part of midas adin, as part of this, part of that, but the ongoing general structure that a person has mitzad his abilities, mitzad his circumstances, and so on and so forth. The hair has to be that this is my mokri. The mitzias of a person's mitzias lies over here. I'm not a toishav. My toishav is because this is me. The mokoyim for nivroyim in the world is a mokoyim chisarin. In a mokoyim that's completely shalim, there's no mokoyim. A person's mitzias is the chisarin that he has. And b'meila, the hearing that this is my mitzias, faket. If I won't have this, then I don't have any mitzvahs. That's the much deeper, and it's a very high darga. It's the darga. That's the darga of Yovel Luma Shmita. It's the darga of Toisha of Luma's Ger. Ger, the attitude of Ger is, well, we're only here in this world for a short time, and we have to bear it. And if we do good and we're oimid b'nisayin, everything will be okay. Losalama. That halvai. I mean, that's a darga that of tremendous amun and bitach. But the oimik of the tefisa is that this is the toishav. This is me. There's a word from the Kotzka. Al toimak she'efne eshne shem aloiti pane. It says, don't say, you know, when I'll have time to learn. So the pashto pshat is because maybe you just won't have time. You'll be busy and you'll just never get around to learning. The Kotzka says shem aloiti pane. Maybe you are a loiti pane. Maybe your mitzias is the mitzias of a person who has many tirdis. So your avoida has to take place within that context. Ke'ilu, a person thinks to himself, my mitzias of avoida is a calm, collected matzah. There's a problem, so let's work getting problem out, and then we'll have a calm, collected matzah. And maybe your mitzias is the mitzias of the person of nonstop tirdis. So then Hilchas Talmud Torah has to apply to that matzah. Maybe that's who you are. The mitzias of geula of avodim is that everything goes back to its place. Everything is shavah. Basically, means the whole bria finds its mokrim. Every sada has a mokrim. Every person, and that's why it's called geula. It's not because one person gains, so the other person loses. We ask. So why is that called geula? The Torah says no. The bria, when it comes, golus means a situation where things are not where they should be, and therefore, whether they're so-called in a better place or in a worse place, they still don't exist. They don't have a place. When everything goes back to its place, that's called a matzav geula. There's a parallel. So one inyan is the inyan of a person understanding that that's his mitzias. There's another inyan where, I mean, you find a parallel between the Yovel and Shavuos in that both of them are spheres of 49 and 50. Both of them you count the 49, and both of them you don't count the 50. And that's a steer in the Pasuk. Here, the Pasuk says you do count Chamishim Yoim and Maradashas, and same thing by Yovel, the sphere of 49, and the 50th is the Teretz is spheres all Hechatimtza of going, of moving. When a thing snaps into place, it's different. In avoda of step by step, that's a mahalach. When something finds its place, when a person goes to a place that's not his place, he needs a map. He says, okay, go here, two streets down, one street up, third house, and knock on the door, and your simon is this and this. When a person comes, so when a person gets there, his mind is still working, and he says, ah, this is the third house, and this is the simon, it's blue, and it's this, and it's that, and it's part of the simon emilso. When a person comes home. So when he walks in, if let's say he's coming from a different direction, in these directions how to get home. But when he comes home, he doesn't say, "Oh, this fits the simonim. This is home. This is where I am." The person is taifis it as his metzias, not as part of a book of directions. So the metzias of a 49 nekudas are hechetimtzes. It's because it's still not there, it's still not home, then the person is going with the mahalach. This sphere, that sphere, the first day, the first week, the second week, the third day, and so on and so forth. The 50th day is not the 50th day anymore. That's my metzias. It's not a direction anymore. It's not a chetimtz anymore. It's my metzias itself. On your own metzias, it's not taifis in terms of direction. So one tefisa is that everything, the general problems for Shrein and Son that a person has, that is his metzias. The second tefisa is that what the source, Golos versus Geula, is not a mikra. The Maral speaks about a lot when he speaks in Netzach. Things that are not bim koimon, things that don't have that are not in their makom, they are behech reach, they suffer. Something that doesn't have its makom, and b'meila, in a broader sense, if a person's toifis is mitzias, mikoyach not a kadosh baruch who's mikoyim shalaylam, but mikoyach everything around him, then the person has no menucha. The world can't give him a nucha mitzat atzmo because it's not his mokum. The fact when a person dehears that a kadosh baruch was mekoyim shaloylam, when a person dehears that ultimately it's only where he fits into his shayrish that he has a mokum, that's where shayach that a person has menucha. It's shmita is a tkufa of avoda, and it's not a mokum menucha. Yovel is the mokum where everything goes back to its shayrish. And the shayrish of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki li kol ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, since I'm the shayrish of everything, then everything has to find its makom by me. A person, in as much as a person tries to, as much as a person tries to deher himself being koivish to metzius, there's no menucha for him. When a person deheres that his metzius is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mekoyim shel olam, that's why when you menachem somebody, you say Hamokim Yemalach Esroincha or Hamokim Yenachem Eschem, because the only within the context of this world, it's a loss, a total loss. There's no. That's it. You lost and fatik. The only place when a person sees himself within the context of this mitzias, then chisaron is real chisaron. When a person dehears himself that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate makom, that everything exists because it's kosher and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that lifts him lamaila from chisaron and hefsid, and that puts him in a metzias where he's always shovel base of achuzasoi and he's davar kadosh baruch hu.